Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to PJ Sports Talk. We are doing a live remote from the back of my mom's car at outside a Walmart while my grandma and mom are shopping in the inside. What a day, I must say, in my life and as well as in the NFL. Anyway, thank you for listening to this edition of PJ Sports Talk. We're going to kick it off with some NFL stuff and picks and that sort of thing. I'm not at my house right now as we went to Walmart and I don't know. We got caught up in Walmart, didn't pay attention to the time, and they're checking out right now, and I'm sitting in the back of my mom's car outside of Walmart. What an interesting day. Anyway, let's get this thing kicked off. First off, I want to say something. The Bucks, update on them, they're losing 9-10, which isn't bad, considering the Texans aren't, you know, a bad team. You know, the opening drive was kind of disappointing, but, you know, we finally got it back and we scored a touchdown. So that was very cool, but, you know, it's just kind of an interesting game, interesting score with 9-10. So, yeah, and also another game that I'm kind of interested in is the Steelers and Rams, because those are supposed to be pretty good teams. And also the Saints and the Panthers looks to be a good game right now that's going on. I'm definitely looking forward to the Packer game tomorrow night. That should be very cool. Of course, the Packers will be going up against the Chiefs, who ended their winning streak, I think it was last year. They were undefeated, and the Chiefs said, that's not happening. So very interesting stuff going on in the NFL for next week. We're going to kick it off with the Ravens and the Steelers. What a rivalry on Thursday night, October 1st to kick off the month. I'm going to go with the Steelers in that one. The Jets and the Dolphins, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. The Jags and the Colts, I'm going to go with the Colts. The Colts 0-2 right now, which is very surprising. Giants and, well, of course, it's not including today's game. Giants and Bills, I'm going to go with the Giants in that one. Panthers and the Bucks, I'm going to go with the Bucks. The Eagles and the Redskins, I'm going to go with the Eagles. Redskins and Bears, I'm going to go with the Raiders and Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears. The Texans and Falcons, I'm going to go with the Falcons. Chiefs and Bengals, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Browns and Chargers, I'm going to go with the Chargers. Packers and 49ers, I'm going to go with the Packers. Rams and Cardinals, I'm picking the Cardinals. Vikings and Broncos, I'm picking the Broncos. And Cowboys and Saints, I'm picking the Cowboys to win that game. And the Lions and the Seahawks, I'm going to go with the Seahawks. Of course, my mom and my grandma just showed up from Walmart. And so that's very cool. But anyway, those are my picks for next week's NFL games. It's been an interesting first few weeks of football. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Packers do. So, yeah, it should be pretty interesting. So, yeah, and besides that, we have, of course, MLB. And, you know, how that's going down. And, you know, Major League Baseball is coming close to the playoffs. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do and what happens there. But today's games, we have the Rays and the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays should win this one, but the Rays are winning 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. So hopefully they win this one because it'd be, you know, bitter revenge. So, revenge, basically. That's what's basically happening in the MLB. The lineup for today, for the rest of the day, I should say, we have the Mariners and the Angels, the Giants and the Athletics, the Diamondbacks and the Padres, the Dodgers and the Rockies, and the Pirates and the Cubs. That's pretty much all that's going on in the MLB and in the NFL football. It's been It's been an extremely short show today, since I didn't really have much time to prepare. We were out all day, but I should have a better show next week. And but hopefully you guys enjoyed this edition of PJ Sports Talk, live remote from outside Walmart in the back of my mom's car. And we'll see you guys next week. Take care and have a great Sunday. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk.